Hey guys, it's day 21, the diary of a single lady. You know, it's actually very funny that we have 10 days left to the end of the season. Drum rolls. I'm really happy. I'm not going to waste much of your time today. I've not been wasting your time, yeah? But I'm not going to take much of your time. Today, I'm just going to share a story of when I met this guy. I was known friend level. You know, it's always when I met this guy. Not like I don't have any other thing I'm using my life for, but you know, this season is the diary of a single lady. So like, it's just diary of a single lady. So what are you expecting? You should not expect any other thing than this. I just remembered we met and we started talking. We were doing a Yoruba practical actually, and we were to cook. I think that was Yoruba 107 or so. We were cooking, like we're in different groups, you know, some groups they were giving us different delicacies to make sure. And in my group, I was giving eko and efori roe. So we're doing all of that, we're going to cook it. And you know, Aspa was a girl there, and they were like, okay, girls, okay, singing, be you come, I'll be cutting the vegetable. I was like, I don't know how to do any of this, please. If you want me to do something, I can taste the food. I can let you know if the salt is enough. I can. Or do everything, then call me to come and cook it. Like, do every damn thing. If I open the palm oil, my own is just to carry and pour. Like, let me just, I'm not part of all those people that used to cut efo and be doing away. No, I don't do that. So they were like, So I didn't really, I did some things, but I wasn't really like giving it the old vibe they needed, because I don't like stuff like that. I should be very honest. If I would want to cook, give me spag, give me rice, give me pie, give me, I can't even make meat by myself, but just give me something that is, you know, that is feasible. No eko and efo riro, I mean, I can go and buy a corn now and it's a furry roll. They would have cut the vegetable from the market. I saw it on Twitter one day when somebody was like, as a woman, if you buy vegetable from the market and you ask the market sellers to cut it for you, you are failed. And I'm like, wow, amazing. If this is what we call failure, I am failed because if we cut it. So that was when I met this guy, and like, he was laughing at me that, why am I like this, something, you know, we just joked, we're joking about it, laughing about it, till he asked me of other courses I was doing. Then he realized I was doing one course with him again, and he's an Igbo guy, I can speak Yoruba well, so he was even worried about like how he's going to pass the written exams, because he doesn't even understand Yoruba. He just did it because everybody usually say you have an A in the course, so that was why he did it. So he got my number and we started talking and all that. So it was really going on well. Then I think after like getting to know each other properly, he invited me over to his house on a particular, I think he invited me over probably 2 times before the day I really went. But then I didn't go on those days, you know, giving different excuses. But that day I finally decided, okay, I was going to go. And when I got to his house, you know, we talked. And it just got to a time that I just saw him going to meet his roommates and flatmates outside. And all of them went outside and only he came back inside. And none of them entered again. It was not him and I alone in the room. And I'm like, where are your other flatmates? Like, we're gisting, yeah? Bring them now. I was enjoying the old gist and all. I was like, no, they went out. They just went to, like, just get some things. Since I came here, you've not even given me that. What did I even want to eat, though? And I said, what would you even like to take? Me, I said, I want fresh you. He went out, went to get fresh you for me. And immediately, I opened the fresh and I took the first gulp, like, this immediately. I was like, do you watch porn? That was the way I screamed. Like, I screamed, I was like, eh? Ah! You know, you are speechless. Like, I did not sign up for this kind of conversation. And something like this is not something we are going to talk about if other people were here. And you see, that's the main reason ladies don't like to visit men. Because there's only one thing in their head. And that thing is just immorality, for real. I won't call it, it's not, that thing is rubbish to me, it's immorality. And that's the only thing that is always in their head, except from few guys, and they are very rare. So I just screamed and he was like, what, am I a baby? I said, I'm a baby. I like that question though. Am I a baby? I'm a baby. How can't you see my face? I'm very young. And he was like, okay, so you've never watched one? I was like, I don't want to discuss this kind of thing with you, bro. I was like, all right. So can we just like watch one? I was like, I said, no, I don't want to like do something like that with you. And you know, that day everything just was just awkward till I said I was going to leave. In fact, it was the one asking me, so when are you leaving? I'm going for choir rehearsal. And I was like, oh my, so you are in the, like, you are part of choir in your church, as in you are a chorister, and you are telling me that the two of us should be watching porn. I just left that day, you know. I was just I felt like, wow, it's not everybody that goes to church that is saved, so it's fine, it's totally fine. I understood the whole situation. But then it just happened that I was doing a music course. That's part of the reason I'm not going to borrow music again. And then my group leader was all saucy and all that. So before he asked me that whole questions and all that, I already told him about my group leader, and he was like, the person is his friend, he's going to talk to the person, Jare, that she not worry, I'm going to have 5 day. I was like, wow, fine, thank you, Jare, you get. But then after that, started telling me that there's nothing I will do, I cannot have 5 in that course. That is nothing I'm going to do. If you say I will not have 5, I will not have 5. I just noticed that somebody that I've always been talking to, been talking and like vibing and all that, it was always giving me attitude and all that. It just got to a particular day, I was really worried about him. I really wanted to know if the reason he wasn't talking to me any longer was because I did not give in to watching nonsense videos with him, or he was going through some kind of like emotional distress. So I decided to like call him, and he was like, hello. I said, what's up, how are you doing, how is everything? He said, it's fine. I said, I've been like getting enough from you, I've not been like, you've not been talking to me and all that, we don't talk like before any longer, are you really fine? He was like, it's okay. I was like, so why are you like giving me attitude and all that, let's just talk this out. He was like, because I got tired of me. I was like, you're tired of what? He said, he's tired of me. I'm like, wow, amazing. I was just like, wow. And he was like, don't let it pain you, sorry, I know it pain you. Honestly, it did not pain me, but wait. You guys, I need you to believe me that when he first told me he was tired of me, he did not pain me. It was when he not told me. It was when he told me, sorry, I know it pain you. That was when it was not paining me. Are you okay? Are you all right? What is paining me? Like, really? I just felt really angry, and I like hanged up. So when I saw my results, the result came out, and I had 5. As the, you know, I'm very intelligent. Yeah, I'm brilliant. I know. I saw my 5, and then he called me that morning. He was like, have you seen your result? I said, yeah. I said, sorry, please, why are you calling? He said he's calling to ask how my result was. I was like, oh, God has been so awesome. My result is very fine. I was like, oh, fine. How about the music? I said, I had 5. See, and you could not call me to tell me about it. I was like, excuse you. The last time you told me you were tired of me, that I should not cry, that I should not be pained, and all that kind of things, and you expecting me to call you back. Who does that? That was Ami, and he just stopped talking. Sha, But then after that, one time like this, he just came back. You know, he was always posting about God and all that. So I just assumed that I think he got closer to God or something like that. I don't still talk to him any longer, Sha, but I see his updates on Instagram and all that. It will be so painful if he's going to be listening to this because he will cry. He will cry when listening to this because he's going to realize that, oh, wow, I've been this stupid. But if it's still actually this kind of way, he may not be paid. Okay, guys, that's all my rants for today. I'll see you tomorrow. Thank you so much for tuning in. I love you. Have a good night. Rest. Bye. Thank you.